What's up, boys and girls? My name is Jeffrey Mitchell, and I'm here today to talk to you about balance. Balance on a Thursday. Okay, I look okay. Balance is everything. Right now, for some reason, I am in love with sleeping. Sleeping feels so good to me. And it does concern me, the introvertish within myself dive into solitude and isolation. How deep that dive down that rabbit hole can be. Where sleep is nothing but me being with and by myself. Which, as you probably already know, is something that I cherish. Those moments alone with myself, talking to myself, only hearing the things that I want to hear, only discussing the things that I find pertinent and important in my head for hours and hours. When I walk, I don't listen to music or podcasts 95% of the time. It's just a constant conversation and discussion and observation and summary in my head on the phone, doing business, checking that, Googling that, figuring out that, doing that. And sleep, for some reason, has just been so good. And I know for a fact that there is a such thing as too much sleep, where I feel groggy and just and you just get in this cycle or this hole or this routine where it's hard to cycle out. Even though summer's starting, the lockdown is starting to thaw out, my calendar's starting to get booked. In fact, I had stuff to do for the last 4 weeks. I mean, last week and the next 3 weeks. There's something going on. And I skipped the first one because I was lazy. I just wanted to be lazy. And for some reason, every other week, I take an extra day off, which I have found to be beneficial and profitable, meaning that what I get back from that day off is tangible. The feeling and energy or whatever I get back from taking that day off is literally tangible. I can feel the impact it has on me, and it's worth it. Ooh, I'm too high, huh? Am I too high? How about like that? A little better? I think so. Oh, no wonder I'm on the wrong camera again. I got to stop doing that. I got to stop being on the wrong camera. Now I'm on the right camera. In fact, I should go to studio mode like that. That way I can only see me. Then when I switch, I see what camera I'm looking at. That way I won't be looking at the preview camera. Am I popping in when I switch? I got to check that if I am. Anyway, it's balance, and I know too much sleep is not good. Overindulging in anything is not good. Too much of anything is not good. Even too much of Jesus. I know people who got too much Jesus. Balance is everything. That's why I think that, you know, a lot of people on their timelines or whatever, they block people or they disassociate themselves or they delete people. They cut things out of their lives that may or may not agree with them or disagree with them or run in the wrong way or have a different philosophy. And I mean, the whole thing was, if you're a Trump supporter, just delete yourself now. I've never done that. The only people I've ever blocked or deleted were people, not because of what they thought. It was because how they thought it. Persistence on my timeline, they're just banging, spamming, and just terrorizing my timeline constantly over and over and over and over. And you just had to back them off. All right, that's enough. Because for me to be fulfilled and to be happy, it encompasses everything, good and bad. You have to have the totality. For me, the totality is what counts. I can't cut that off or cut that out. I can avoid this and avoid that, knowing that that full will that that's still there and needs to be dealt with at some time or another, or just that it's something that I'm putting off or maybe even strategizing a way to handle later. But the whole thing is, For me, happiness comes in the totality of everything, the balance of everything, good and bad. And yes, you need bad in your life. You need stress in your life. You need some friction in your life, just as much as you need happiness and calm time and downtime and time with other people and time by yourself. Balance, 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 balance. Also, I've been realizing that happiness and fulfillment are two different things. And you can probably go down into the definition, drill down to the granular level of the definition of all and differentiate between the two. But I found for me, fulfillment may be most important. Fulfillment leads to my happiness. I can't be happy unless I'm fulfilled. I could be excited. I could be, you know, rah-rah for a moment. You know, I could be entertained. I could be this, I could be that. But the happiness I'm talking about, a deep underlying happiness and well-being, a well-being and a sense of fulfillment and contentment to where you're just there. You're just at a place that where you feel like you can't be touched. But you're smart enough to know that you got to keep your eyes open and your head on a swivel for things going on, to handle things as they come up before they get too big, to head off some things that you can. Once you get that foundation built and you can, quote unquote, coast on what you've built and who you are and what you've established, as I can coast on a little bit on my career. I built my career up to a certain level that where I probably can go out and get a job anytime I want to. And it comes down to wanting to. And that's probably where balance comes in. If you want to get a job or not, sometimes you got to get a job. Sometimes you got to do things you don't want to do. And I can even evaluate that statement as far as things that I don't want to do. When was the last time I've done something that I really didn't want to do? Is there such thing? If you do it, you're doing it because you want to do it, even though you don't want to do it. It's like a reality. It's like perfect reality ought, could be. The only thing there really is, and is perfect. What we are is what we are, and it's just simply perfect. We can't be anything else. Whatever we do, or however we change, or wherever we want, or however we want to go, or whatever, is ultimately going to end up to being what we were supposed to be and do. And as I say all this, I may be talking in a declarative, objective statement, but please understand, everything is subjective. There's nothing totally objective to you or to anybody. No matter how much you want to believe that the Bible and Jesus and God and your president or your leaders or whoever are right, and you can just do what they say, that's not the case. You have to evaluate what they say and determine what is best for you. Now, if you align with them 100%, that's cool. And if it's your God, and to me, God, the definition of God is anything that can't be wrong. That's to me. Your definition to me is God is anything that can't be wrong. No matter what they say or do, it's right. And you accept it as being right, whatever right or wrong means to you. So what I like to think, in my belief, subjectively as always, there's nothing out there like that. There's nothing you can just put your faith in totally and believe in. Just put your beliefs and philosophy and just say, I'll just follow whatever they do. You know, well, what does so-and-so say? What is the United States belief? What is this? Whatever constitution, whatever doctrine or person or philosophy or religion or scripture you place your faith totally in, that is solely up to you. But for me, everything is so subjective to the point that where you really, I can't. There's nothing out there that I can just say, oh, well, so-and-so said it, so it must be right. I just don't think that way under any circumstances. Jesus himself came back and told me something. I'm going to go, well, why is that? Excuse me, with all due respect, creator of the universe and almighty. Can I call you almighty? How did you come to that conclusion? Until I understand it, it's hard for me just to accept it. Until I understand it, no matter how complex the problem is or whatever, I need to understand it. Just because somebody told me, God, deity, Jesus, Muhammad, Allah, whoever comes and tells me, if I don't understand it, it's very hard for me to accept. That's why for me, when I talk in declarative statements, which I'm trying to speak objectively for across generalizations and all that, it's not, I'm just talking that way because it's easier to spit out what I'm saying. And there's a chance you understand it easier that way. Even though if you drill down to the words I use granularly, you can just tear the statement apart, regardless of what I meant, regardless even what you think I meant. You can just tear what I say apart just by the grammar used and the words used. And that's where I come into saying everything is subjective. You have to determine your own reality. You really have to determine your own reality, and you have the power to do that. Or should I say you have the capability of doing that? You may not have the power. You might not be able to do it because of things that happen in your life, but it's up to you to define what reality is, what your reality is. You can say, no, that's not true. What I think doesn't matter. Reality is based on blah. Reality is based on this. For me, at my age, I've come through life and my station and where I look at everything around me, I determine just about everything. I determine everything. I don't believe there's nothing I can't do. I don't believe there's nothing I can't have. That may be a myth, but that's how I wake up every morning. And that's how my day goes. So when I wake up in the morning and I look around, it's like all this is mine. All this is here for me. All of this is mine and all this is here for me. And you know what is true? All of it is here for me and all of it is mine. Everything I see and everywhere I look, just as it is for you. We're just all operating under this guise in this sun earth ecosystem, in this social experiment of life and everything and dignity and integrity and philosophy and data and facts and knowledge and truth and reality. It's all subjective and it's all about balance. Achieving a good balance of good, bad, left, right, up, or down. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Am I recording? I better be recording. Am I recording? I better be recording. Yeah, I am recording. Just did 12 minutes. How about that? 12 minutes good for you? My name is Jeffrey. Swinging on y'all two times. Talking. Gary eat. Gary start another weekend. Gary go do some stuff. I'm telling you, it's going to start off. It started off last week and I passed. I'm supposed to go see the O show. I said, I just want to lay here. I just want to sit here and eat too much. But this weekend, off on an adventure. Next weekend, backyard jam. Weekend after that. It's something, I forget. Oh, my birthday. My birthday, and let me tell you about my life. My birthday is on June 4th. The LA Maggots play on June 5th. And they're playing with Trulio. Trulio, this Gracious Norwood Fishers band. They used to always play on my birthday for some reason. June 4th, it seemed like they always played. I got like 3 or 4 dates to where they played on my birthday. And so it's going to be good. The day after that, I'm going to take the day off on my birthday, do what I do, you know. I used to just go to Venice Beach and just do nothing. I just totally take off. I just isolate myself from everybody on my birthday. I mean, I'm already not tolerant of a lot of things. But on my birthday, I'm really not tolerant of anything. Only thing I want to do is what I think and what I want to do. And the only way you can do that is to be by yourself. And that's all I want to do. So I would go down to Venice Beach and just hang out. And just sit and basically just sit and chill and get a couple pieces of pizza. And that used to be my birthday. Take a couple pictures and just lay out. So, and then I'll do that probably on the 4th. I took the day off. Then on the 5th, Decades Bar and Grill, LA Maggots going to be playing that P-Funk stuff. Then after that, later on that month, New York City, see P-Funk is starting to fill up. And this is the life that I've forgotten because of COVID. And maybe I think I'm getting too complacent or almost introvertish or stuck in my little inside thing, stuck inside my head or stuck inside my little cocoon or whatever you want to call it, you know, psychologically. or scrummy. It feels weird. I feel apprehensive and nervous almost about going out and doing what I do. And this is something that I do. I mean, it's something I've done for decades. And once I get out there, I'm sure I'll be the man. It'll all come back to me just like riding a bike. But right now I'm like, oh, can I just stay here? Can we just stay home? All I want to do is just sit here. All I want to do is just sit here. And balance is everything, knowing that if all I do is just sit there, I'm going to be miserable. So there has to be balance. That's where walking comes in. He's getting out there walking every day. At least do that. At least get out there and do that. And sometimes the days be so lazy, sometimes you need to do it twice. And I don't, but I need to. And you need balance. You need balance. You need good, bad, left, down, up, right. You need things that irritate you. You need things that please you. You need things to challenge you. You need things to comfort you. You need everything. I need it all to be fulfilled. I need it all to be fulfilled. And fulfillment to me, I was saying, I made a comment. Fulfillment to me is better than happy. Fulfilled is better than happy. And that might be true. Happy is better than excited. Excited is temporary. Happiness lasts, underlying core foundation built where you can look out the whole landscape of your life from horizon to horizon, anticipating any trials, anticipating any stresses or tensions that may come your way, any challenges. And be able to see them, forecast them, and plan for them, and have a system in place to handle it. To where you can relax on that. And have tools at your disposal to where you can... Tools at your disposal to where you can create art and media, just like this video I'm doing, and disperse it. Have a platform to disperse it. It's just... To me, it's just beautiful. It's just life. It's just all of that for me. It's just... It's just truly everything. I don't see no way heaven could be better than this. I don't see any way any heaven could be better than this. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Swing on y'all twice. Two times. For the funk and for me. And for every atom and subatomic particle that has ever existed in this and in any universe that will or has ever existed. All of it. All of it plays a part. Balances everything. And I'm out. Cut already. I'm doing this differently. All right, fade to black. Can I fade to black? Where's my fade to black? Oh, I'm in studio mode. I don't see my fade to black. Where's my fade to black at? All right. I don't see my fade to black. I'm going to wait here. I'm going to get it till we get the fade to black. All right, fade to black.